Breast cancer treatments can radically change a woman's body and sometimes change her relationship with her body. Surgeries can leave breasts in unfamiliar shapes. Often the nipple is removed, distorted, or scarred beyond recognition. Now, a non-surgical alternative to nipple reconstruction is gaining traction, the 3D nipple tattoo. It's a highly realistic portrait of a nipple that gives the illusion of protruding, which means there's a fair amount of artistry involved in making it look good. One tattoo artist here in San Francisco is crusading to make them more available and affordable across the Bay Area. KALW's Hannah Kingsley Ma brings us the story.
Two sisters walk into the Dragonfly Ink Studio to get a touch-up on their matching tattoos. You can sense their excitement. They're not scared of the needle, and they're not scared of the pain.
I wasn't really nervous, no, because I don't have a whole lot of sensation to begin with anyways.
That's Maddie Blair. She's here with her sister, Catherine Sibley, who also had her breast removed. Both are here to touch up their 3D nipple tattoos, done originally by this woman.
My name is Sasha Merritt, and I am a tattoo artist, and I specialize in doing 3D nipple and areola tattooing here in San Francisco.
Merritt has tattooed hundreds of nipples onto reconstructed breasts. This comes natural to her. Aside from being a body artist, she's also a painter.
It's exactly the same thing, you know, because you still have to do shadow, you still have to do, you know, where is light reflecting, you have to do all of those kinds of things.
Shadow, light, color. These are the tools in Merritt's arsenal. Like a figure drawing, she essentially paints a nipple onto a reconstructed breast, giving it the illusion that it's three-dimensional. She lines up her bottles of ink, all fleshy pinks and browns, and gets to work.
Not much, but just a little bit. You ready?
The process doesn't take long, just a couple of hours. But for her clients, it's really emotionally complicated. Catherine Sibley, who's here for her touch-up, explains.
There's the story of, you know, stepping out of the shower every day and seeing your reflection and realizing that you went through this cancer, you know, you went through this ordeal.
For Sibley, her nipple tattoo symbolizes the end of a long journey with breast cancer. When the cancer came back the second time, it was more aggressive. After chemo and radiation, she knew she would eventually have to get her breasts removed.
For 6 months or so, I would wake every morning and think that in my head when I was brushing my teeth that, you know, they're not going to be with me. So I had that time to kind of grieve in advance.
For her sister Maddie, it was different. She tested positive for the BRCA gene, and after a mammogram turned up with some abnormalities, she made the decision to get a double mastectomy as a preventative measure.
That was the biggest decision of my entire life.
Very much like this, you know.
Now, a couple years and many procedures later, the sisters find themselves here. They aren't shy about undressing. Their breasts have been examined, radiated, removed, and reconstructed. So being tattooed doesn't faze them.
Wow, that looks really nice, Maddie.
Yeah, we're getting there. Yeah, it's too bright.
Merritt moves her tattoo machine in tight, small circles, reinforcing the color with added shading and blending. When she's done, Maddie Blair looks over her shoulder in the mirror, trying to examine her breasts from all different angles. Her sister marvels.
Maddie, your scars, I used to see your scars so much more, and now I don't really see them.
Sibley is a true nipple tattoo believer, partly because it's been such a battle with her doctors and insurance company to make it happen.
The one doctor said, well, it can't be that difficult, it's just two red circles or whatever. And I didn't want to get the Target logo on my chest.
Nurses and doctors aren't generally trained in the artistry of tattooing. And it wasn't until 1998 that insurance companies were required to cover reconstructive breast surgery. But nipple tattoos aren't part of the coverage if they're done by tattoo artists like Sasha Merritt. Something that doesn't sit well with Sibley.
They took your nipples off. They should put them back on. That's reconstruction.
So Merritt's been going out of her way to train other nurses in the art of nipple tattoos.
I think that it's a learnable skill, and I think that insurance companies lose out by not bringing tattoo artists into the fold.
And she's getting hospitals involved. She recently worked with the San Francisco General Hospital under a grant program where she provided her nipple tattoos for free to 43 women. UCSF then surveyed the tattoo women to evaluate the emotional benefits of this kind of procedure. They hoped to use their findings to make these artful tattoos a more permanent part of the reconstructive process. Now it's Catherine Sibley's turn. She scoots into position, staring at the ceiling, and cracks jokes from start to finish.
So when you're ready, you can start sitting up.
I'm a new woman.
Wow, they look so real.
That's the point.
That's what I'm looking for.
When the session's over, Sibley inspects herself in the mirror. Her new nipples remind her of a body restored, the one she had before illness.
For some reason, nipples help you focus on the breast and the scars kind of fade away, and then you find yourself not even thinking about it. And that's the best place to be, you know, because that's when you're really healed, when it's not in your mind anymore that you've been through this.
Her tattoos are shockingly realistic. They're blurred at the edges, proportional, a shadow near the curve of the areola like a painting come to life. The scars, you don't really notice them.
So now I think we can declare it done. Do you want to take a look?
What do you think?
Looks good.
For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Kingsley-Maugh.